Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1651. Apply the 80-20 fitness and nutrition principle and win at weight loss, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. All right, and with that, let's jump right in and hear our next article and continue optimizing your life. Apply the 80-20 fitness and nutrition principle and win at weight loss, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. You may have heard of the Pareto principle, also known as the 80-20 rule. This principle states that 80% of your success comes from 20% of your efforts. It's also known as the principle of least effort. While there's a lot of merit in this principle, when used in a certain context, the 80-20 lifestyle and health and fitness circles is somewhat inversely proportional to this. Oh, and throughout this post, I'll refer to it as 80-20 fitness. Now, there are a couple of ways that 80-20 fitness is often discussed. The first is that 80% of your efforts should be focused on nutrition, with the other 20% focused on exercise. 80 diet, 20 exercise is not necessarily a principle I follow. This is because I believe that additional factors need to be considered when optimal health is your goal. These include stress levels, sleep, thoughts, and relationships. These form part of a holistic health and fitness model. The second way we talk about 80-20 fitness is the one that resonates strongly with me. Unhealthy behaviors are everywhere in modern society. These range from making poor food and exercise choices to the other end of the spectrum with food and exercise obsessions. Both extremes are unhealthy. Excessive exercise and food obsessions are not conducive to sustainable long-term results. They are generally not enjoyable and can make for a restrictive lifestyle that's difficult to maintain. 80-20 lifestyle. The 80-20 fitness principle that I like to follow for long-term results is as follows. Put in a top-notch effort 80% of the time in order to obtain the health and fitness results you desire. For the remaining 20%, don't sweat it. This might sound easy. Maybe you think that by allowing yourself to relax for 20% of the time that you won't achieve the results you're after. The opposite is in fact true, and let me explain why. First of all, 80% of the time is a very large proportion of the time. For every 10 meals that you have, aim for 8 of them to be as nourishing as possible. This means consuming meals made from whole or think real foods. Vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, whole grains, lean meats, and eggs fit into this category. This is what some people refer to as the 80-20 diet. You're allowed to live life. For the remaining 20%, you can allow yourself to eat in a way that doesn't follow the exact guidelines. When you're a healthy person who largely follows such guidelines, the 20% won't be a full slip-up. What do I mean by this? When you sufficiently change your lifestyle so that you eat healthfully the majority of the time, you're really not going to be drawn into gorging yourself on an unhealthy fast food meal or eating a full block of chocolate. If you're getting cravings to this degree, just keep working on healthy choices. Eventually, these unhealthy binges will become a thing of the past. Believe it or not, in time, you won't get cravings for these sorts of foods. Even if you do, once you start eating them, you'll realize that they're making you feel sick or they just don't taste like real food anymore. And if by chance you do go ahead and eat something like this, you're likely to get a sore stomach or feel low on energy later. Then you'll probably crave the delicious healthy food you're used to eating. Examples of the 20%. For healthy eaters, the 20% of the time might include eating an appropriate portion of dark chocolate rather than a whole bar of Hershey's chocolate. It might not involve worrying about what you will be served when you go to a friend's house for dinner or having a glass of wine with dinner. And when you go to lunch, you'll make an effort to select a healthy option, but won't stress about it if it doesn't exactly follow the guidelines. Perhaps you might have some grainy bread with a bowl of soup. Although bread is a highly processed food, usually made from refined flour, the occasional slice is not going to hurt most people, unless you're really sensitive to things like wheat or gluten. Additionally, you can usually opt to have a less processed grainy slice rather than a high glycemic index slice of white bread. Remember that these examples are for the 20% of the time, not 80%. Overall, 80-20 fitness, or the 80-20 rule diet, as some people call it, is a great principle to go by on your quest to burn fat for good. Your results come from what you do most often, not what you do occasionally. This applies to both nutrition and exercise. It's a long-term lifestyle. To further cement the meaning of 80-20 fitness, consider the following. Eating one healthy meal or doing a 2-week juice detox does not make you healthy. It will not result in long-term success with health and fat loss. In the same way, eating one unhealthy meal or even falling off the wagon for a week or so will not have a huge impact on your health and fat loss results if you're eating well week after week, month after month, and year after year. If you put healthy eating habits in place, they become easier and easier to maintain over time. And similarly to what I just mentioned, doing an exercise session from time to time or enrolling in a boot camp style program for a few weeks will not achieve long-term success. Enrolling in a boot camp program may be a great kickstart to achieving your goals. However, you must have a plan in place to continue to move forward if you're serious about your health and fitness. The 80-20 diet means that you won't feel like you're depriving yourself of things by saying, "I can never eat that." In small, infrequent amounts, most foods are not going to disrupt your goals. Instead, it's the person who tells themselves that they can't have something that later feels deprived and binges in a way that will hinder their progress. Look at the big picture. 80-20 fitness means that you don't need to be hard on yourself if you missed a planned exercise session. Think about what you can do to make up for it over the next few days, or address the reasons behind the slip-up. That way you can plan to minimize the likelihood of future slip-ups. First, remember to be kind to yourself, and that it's just one small day in the overall big picture. You just listened to the post titled, "Apply the 80-20 Fitness and Nutrition Principle and Win at Weight Loss," by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you want to make the 80-20 math a bit simpler on yourself, you can use the days of the week as a starting point. For example, Monday through Friday, plan your meals and try to prepare dinners at the very least at home. Of course, everyone is different and we need to account for food allergies and intolerances, but for the most part, these dinners should include a lean protein, lots of green, red, and orange vegetables, and a whole grain. Then, on the weekends, you can be less strict with your meals. Now, we don't need to go completely off track and indulge by eating an entire medium pizza by ourselves like I once did, but we can still have some of those foods we've been craving or missing. Same goes for exercise. Get in those structured activity sessions Monday through Friday. Then use the two weekend days as recovery days. Now, on these recovery days, you can go for a leisurely walk at the beach or perform some light yoga or perform some stretching exercises. Then, when Monday comes around again, we start the pattern over again. Now, if you do the math, following this 5 days on, 2 days off pattern is actually closer to a 70-30 ratio instead of 80-20. But hey, close enough, right? All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.